B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number four here on Agenda Free Friday, driven by the Bernardi Auto Group here on Felger and Mads, presented by DraftKings. A lot of you been waiting very patiently to chime in, so look forward to hearing from you here. Everything is on the board, everything on the table from the week, anything we've gotten to or have yet to get to, that's Agenda Free. It is set with your wonderful phone calls. Gene in Stoneham on Gasper's next Patriots quarterback. Go ahead, Gene.
Yep, so give me Mariota. I never heard of the term "whoopee" before. I heard Matt say it on the radio before.
Gene, your phone's talking to it like it's a pizza. Just say that again. I lost him. Mariota, next Patriots quarterback, was his comment line. I couldn't understand a word he just
calling
said.
In with a Mr. microphone.
I thought he said called someone a whoopee or something. I don't know. Whatever. Go ahead. I have no idea what that guy said.
Right. I'll just say again.
Marcus Mariota is the quarterback of the team. I'm out.
I'm in. Oh, I'm so in. And it's not him necessarily. Like, I like Marcus Mariota, or I like Andy Dalton, or I like anyone. I am so into the balls, the big ones on Belichick. If he does this, if he goes from Tom Brady to Marcus Mariota, or Tom Brady to Andy Dalton, like, if he has the nerve to do that, and then furthermore, if he actually wins with it, ugh. God, that would be such a good story.
I'm not against the general idea of that. I'm just telling you that Marcus Mariota, that's where you sort of go to that phrase, discretion is the better part of valor. It doesn't take balls to bring in Marcus Mariota as your quarterback. It takes stupidity.
No, that's ballsy.
He sucks.
He does.
He sucks. That's
why it's ballsy.
No, that's why it's stupid. You want to tell me Andy Dalton, I can at least look at Andy Dalton and say, okay, he's had some measure of success at some times. You know, again, he's got a winning record in the league. You give him a good coach, and maybe he can actually manage the game. Maybe he could do it. Mariota? Mariota doesn't have the package to throw the ball down the field.
I don't want either of those suckbags.
I just think I think he's gutless. That's to me what worries me about Mariota. Oh, I just think he blows.
I just love the idea of Bill bringing someone where you all go, and then he wins with them. Oh, God, that would be so good. Todd in the car.
There isn't a guy out there that makes you wretch.
I mean, most of these guys do.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. But so again, I'm talking about the individual guy. Like, the idea of Belichick.
Okay, Jameis Winston makes me wretch.
Okay, so if they brought him in, how would you feel about that? It'd be a ballsy move.
Okay, I guess. He'd be huge money, and he was a first overall pick. I know Mariota was second, but these other guys, they're kind of flyer guys. You know, Mariota, Winston, and I don't think he deserves to be, but he will be. He'll be a franchise quarterback. He's going to get a franchise quarterback contract, and he's going to be the guy, whether it's back in Tampa or somewhere else. That's different to me than Andy Dalton, Marcus Mariota, something like this.
Yeah, it is different. I'm just telling you, I just think Mariota cannot play. Cannot play.
Todd,
I think he blows.
Todd in the car on the cheating scandal. Hi, Todd.
Hey, guys. Great show. Hey, I got two questions for you guys. First of all, so a team gets fined $5 million. Where exactly does that money go? And the second question I have is, obviously teams that make the playoffs generate hundreds of thousands of dollars to that team for making the playoffs. If I'm the owner of a team that misses the playoffs by, say, two games, and I had to play these cheaters 12 times, and say I went 4-8 against these cheaters, wouldn't I have a pretty good argument for some compensation out of those fines? Since you can't guarantee that we would have won those games, but you lost to cheaters, and in doing so, missed the playoffs by maybe a game or two games.
Okay, Mass, your thoughts. The $5 million that the Astros had to pony up, where does it go? And are there reparations due to anybody?
So the money, I think, historically has always gone to some sort of player fund for retired guys who have problems. I know that's how they do it in the NFL. I'll double check it, but you know, some sort of assistance team is what they used to call it, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'm good with that. Like, I think that's exactly should go.
Yeah,
right. And football does something similar.
I'm sad to say I don't even know.
Or they used to. Remember they put it into a thing for the retired players?
I don't remember.
To me that's what it should do. Reparations, my answer is no. And again, I'm not telling you it's right what happened, but how do you fix it? You can't fix something like that. as the saying goes, the toothpaste is out of the tube. You can't just jam it back in there.
Here's Clem in Chelmsford, which is that
Clem in Chelmsford?
Yeah, did we get our N's and our M's mixed up? But Clem in Chelmsford or Clem in Chelmsford? Well, go ahead.
It's Clem in Chelmsford.
Okay.
So if the Patriots are going to go through this rebuild, I got to tell you, the quarterback that I really want is probably Tom Brady. So I'm thinking like 3 years, player, assistant offensive coordinator, Tom Brady.
Okay, Clem in Chelmsford, I have to let you go. I swear to God, it was Clem in Chelmsford.
Yeah, that's what it said, yeah. Chelmsford.
So those are M's back there, kid.
Yeah, it's up by the Nashua border.
Where's our intern from?
I don't know.
Providence College?
Providence, yeah.
Yeah, that explains it.
I still like the kids years ago who would spell Duxbury. D-U-C-K-S-B-E-R-Y.
That's my all-time favorite. Duxbury.
Yeah.
We've told him he can Google cities if he has an issue.
What do you think? I'll call the thing hanging from the backside of the duck, the Duxbury. That's stupid. I know. I couldn't.
Okay, the thing about Brady,
most Maz thing ever.
The thing about Brady being an assistant coach, I'm sick of hearing this. Like, he wants to make $75,000 a year and work 100-hour weeks, and you know, caddy around some slappy young quarterback. He hates young quarterbacks. He hates slappy players. He doesn't want to make a little bit of money and work a ton. Like, this is nonsense. He doesn't even want like Elway's job, which is probably big money and is a fancy title and all of that. Like, that's even more work than he's probably looking for, or more nitty gritty. You think he wants to go to the freaking Senior Bowl and stand on the sidelines with a stopwatch and time guys and watch guys come out of their breaks and the three cone drills? Please, you got bigger fish to fry. He wants to be a mogul. He wants to be a billionaire. He wants to own things, not work for things. He wants to own things that have people work for him, not the other way around. So don't get silly. I don't think he wants anything to do with that.
Offensive coordinator.
I mean, I don't think he wants to be a broadcaster. That's as cushy as it gets. I don't even think that's beneath him. Jordan in New Hampshire on the Patriots. Go ahead, Jordan.
So I'm calling in. I know you guys say cap is crap all the time, but they can't run back the same roster and go back even with or without Brady. So who's the odd man out between McCourty, Vannoy, Tooney, and maybe on another level, Jamie Collins?
Okay, so those are good questions, and they're not cap-related.
Collins is definitely out.
I mean, I think so, too, and I think Tooney's gone.
They're real money-related, so you're talking between all those guys, tens of millions of dollars, real dollars, and guaranteed upfront money. They're not going to give them to everybody. Everyone, every year, every team, you don't keep them all. So who's out? You said Collins?
Collins for sure, and I thought he dropped over the last couple of months. I think he was ultimately overrated this year. He was good in the beginning, but not at the end. Tooney's going to be too much money. He's not going to be back. I think most of those guys are going to be gone that he just named.
So, I know we've had our back and forth, but I'd like Vannoy back.
Absolutely.
I think he was a good Patriot. I think he fits here on a lot of different levels, and I think if they can make it work, I'd like to see him back. I think he's an important part of the defense. I would never overpay a guard. You know, even if Tooney was great, I'm just not overpaying that position. I just think there's too many. You can find too many guys for no money who can just play the scheme and play alongside someone. I will overpay a tackle. Like, I'd rather take the money they would give to Tooney and go to the market and get a real left tackle.
Yep, and move Wynn to guard.
And either move Wynn to guard or just find a guy on the street. Because they've done that time after time. So Tooney gone, Collins. I wouldn't trust to pay big money to. I'm with you, Murray. But the rest, I think McCourty's important to bring back.
Yeah, so do I, just for the glue of your team, right?
Definitely.
I mean, there's a leadership component. If you were to lose McCourty and Brady in the same offseason, I really worry about the leadership.
Oh, right. That's your whole DNA.
And yeah. Slater. Isn't he a free agent?
Yes,
too?
He is.
Yeah, that would concern me, and I don't think they'll let that happen.
Mike in the truck, you're up next with Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings. Hi.
Felger, I'm calling in as a representative of the Take Police. Right now, you said that you would praise Belichick if he wins the AFC East with one of these other quarterbacks, but you spent entire segments talking about how the rest of the AFC East is crap.
Right.
Over the last 20 years, they haven't had a good coach or quarterback.
Right.
So how is it so much of an accomplishment to win? I mean, shouldn't he be able to win with basically anybody?
This is my point.
Back there?
So, I mean, I didn't say it was a great accomplishment or anything, like we're going to make a DVD
set
out of it.
Well, you said you would praise him.
Yeah. Yeah. That if he could get to a similar spot with Marcus Mariota that he got to with Tom Brady, when all of you crying all over the streets about how do you let this guy go? How do you bring in Marcus Mariota? That'd be a great story. Oh, it'd be tremendous. I'm not saying you're winning any Super Bowls or anything like that, but I think that would just be the outrage. I mean, just on the face of it. You didn't want to bring Tom Brady back, but you're going to bring in Andy Dalton? Like, who does that? Like, that's
an a-hole.
That's insane. Yeah. That's, I mean, he's still, Bill's still criticizing Cleveland for going from Bernie Kosar to, was it? Philcox.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Todd Philcox.
It was like Testaverde was a little later. I think the first move was from Bernie Kosar, who was a freaking hero, you know, was like
local boy, et cetera.
Their guy to Todd Philcox. And it didn't work, but he did it. And then he, on a smaller scale, going from Bledsoe to Brady, that wasn't smooth. I mean, I remember. I lived that. Like, most people were against that. And he didn't have a problem doing it. This is that decision on steroids. If he lets Brady go and brings in Andy Dalton to play, you're going to lose your minds. Oh, that's so good. That's good eating.
Oh, they'll go bananas. People go. But again, it's going to come down to the contract. So, I mean, as it pertains to Brady. Like, I don't think it's a Brady decision in a vacuum about his ability versus Andy Dalton's ability.
No. Right.
So, but I don't know that people will see it that way.
Yeah, well, right. That's how it would be presented. And that's why I'm putting it that way. It'll be like, you didn't want Tom Brady, but you wanted Marcus Mariota? You wanted Andy Dalton? Are you serious? And then if he goes, whatever, 9-7, 10-6, wins the division, goes to the playoffs, is whatever you were, 4-seed, 3-seed, just like you were. I mean, like, oh, God, that would be tremendous.
I mean, that's going to be a hard one for him to win. Like, even if you get into the playoffs and the guy sucks in the playoffs, what do people say?
You know, he sucked in the playoffs last year.
But I know, but fans won't see it that way. They'll see it as Brady was perfect.
I don't care how they see it. I know how I'll see it. I'll make them see it.
Yeah, I'll join those take police to have you arrested.
Maybe this is another benefit for Kraft empowering Belichick to make the move to cut ties with Brady.
The beauty isn't me. You take it up with Bill. Take it up with Bill.
Because that way, when the next guy sucks, he can blame Bill.
Oh, Robert will, for sure.
That's another reason.
We can all blame Bill. Everybody wins. Either this is a great story, or Bill screwed it up and we beat the crap out of him. Like, I don't know what the problem is here. Like, this is setting up nicely. Back to your phones after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere you go. Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So, Sherm,
I think is the benefit of examining Tom Brady in a Super Bowl, in the game, that will play a role in how you prepare for this game?
I think just how calm he was, how, you know, and everyone says you got treated like another game, but just the way that he actually did it. I mean, I was right, you know, up close and personal, just getting all the, picking up everything I could, seeing how he went about his business and everything. And you know, obviously it worked out the 2 times that I was there with him. And so try to transfer that over to my game.
More Jimmy Garoppolo. Talking about him a lot next week in Miami. As we head down there along with Beetle and Zoe, Rich is going to be down there from TNR, so full coverage next week from 98.5 The Sports Hub. Back to your phones here on Agenda Free Friday. Our buddy Tom and Quincy on the Red Sox. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, we spoke a couple weeks ago with this. Will Myers' name came up, and the whole point of getting rid of Betts, I thought, was to dump the money. But now they want to throw this kid in, where you have to come back and take on the remaining $61 million. He's over 3 years. If that's the case,
what's the point?
Why the hell am I trading Mookie Betts?
Right.
Because if you owe Mookie Betts 27, and I know what the story read, that the annual value of his contract's 13.8, yeah, because they've already used the 13.8 years, and they're trying to dump him on the back-loaded end.
Correct.
I don't want to lose Mookie Betts and take that stiff on, unless if price is a part of that, and they're dumping a lot of that money too, fine, take that stiff and try to dish him off another time. But I don't want that kid at all, to be honest.
Yeah, Tom, I agree with you 100%. Yeah, because I think you nailed it. And so, honestly, they don't care. I don't think the Red Sox care about the real money. So, because they're really concerned about getting under that threshold. Mm-hmm. So all they care about is the luxury tax number, which is, call it 14. Okay, that's the easier way to do it. And Betts is 27. So it saves them $13 million, not enough. But he's right. If you could dump Price with it, then everything changes.
Then you're right, exactly.
Yeah, the whole equation changes. But straight up to me, no. No. You know, it doesn't solve your problem. And B, you've gotten worse. Like, even if you do get a prospect or two out of it, no good.
Mike in the 99 on the Pats. Go, Mike.
All right, so here's the thing. Brady's probably got one or two runs left in him, so just let him walk. Let everyone on the defense walk. Tank for Trevor Lawrence. It's the best bet to set yourself up for the future, so why not just do it now?
It's not going
to
happen. You have Bill Belichick. How are you going to tank with Bill Belichick here? How are you going to tank with all the crap that comes across your schedule every year? How are you going to tank? You're not going to tank. Miami tried to tank this year, and they won 5 games. For crying out loud.
Right, it's harder to do than you think.
Yeah, I think you said this initially. If you're going to tank, well, then you trade Belichick, too.
Trade Belichick for 3 first-round picks and, you know, what? And then really do it.
Absolutely.
But they're not going to tank. I don't want them to tank. Tanking's dangerous. You start to develop loser habits and become a loser franchise. And even if you get the right pick in the right year, you know, sometimes your culture's so bad. It's just the whole thing scares me.
Or in the Colts case, the quarterback decides he don't want to play football anymore and ends his career prematurely.
Too risky.
I don't do it. And I don't think you need
to
do it.
There's no guarantee that you get the player. Like, you know, again, what if someone sucks worse?
Sam and Newton on the Bruins here on an Agenda Free Friday. What do you got, Sam? Hello, Sam.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to talk to you about Charlie Coyle. I mean, honestly, I've been watching hockey for a long time. He reminds me of Jagr. Just possession of the puck is incredible. Has all the intangibles. But the guy is literally the greatest hockey player who can't score. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, well, that's why the Jagr comparison sort of.
How about old Jagr?
That's how about Jagr who can't score? Then that's Charlie Coyle. I mean, I like Charlie Coyle. I've talked about him a lot, but the production isn't there. He's not a high-producing point player, points or assists. But I think his game translates to the postseason. I think we saw it last year, and I think he checks a lot of boxes. I like him. I just like him as a player. What I'm interested to see is if he's going to be your new second-line center. I mean, that's how you closed out the first half of the year, where it was Coyle with DeBrusque and Bjork, and it was Krejci with Kuhlman and Heinen. And, you know, Coyle was really your second guy and Krejci was your third. And I think there's something to that. And DeBrusque had a great game. And I think, I wonder from a speed component, if Coyle profiles more up there. I mean, I don't know. Like, I just think it's super important that you get something going on that second and third line. And whatever trade you make is going to be for those two guys, for Krejci or Coyle, either way. But they're super important guys. In the regular season, though, if you're expecting Coyle to put up a lot of points, he ain't going to do it. He's just not going to do it. He just never has. In Minnesota, they were waiting for it. Here, we're waiting. He's just not a point producer. Brendan and Lynn on Eli Manning. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey, yeah, 2 quick questions. I just wanted to say, what are your thoughts? Should Eli Manning be a Hall of Famer?
He will. Go ahead.
What? I say no because he probably will because of his last name, but I say no. I don't care about the 2 rings. His career stats suck. Might as well put Joe Flacco in, too.
Okay, so that's a little strong.
Flacco's probably going to make it, too.
But I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if Flacco makes it, too.
I mean, Kurt Warner's really the tipping point for it, and I would have been a yes on Warner, but I can understand why people would be a no. But since he gets in, I mean, these borderline guys, I mean, I'm a no on Phillip Rivers, but his stats alone are going to get him in.
Oh, he's definitely going to get in, so, and he shouldn't.
A lot of these guys from this era, the last 20 years or so, that you look at as Eli, and I get the argument against him, they're going to get in.
I mean, if Flacco gets in, that's a joke. You think Flacco's going to get in? And I'm asking. I'm not being a...
I'm a no, but I wouldn't be shocked. Like,
I'd be stunned if he got in. If he gets in, that's pathetic.
So, I mean, look. So, here's a list of modern-era NFL quarterbacks. Troy Aikman. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd be a no. George Blanda, they say modern era. That's before my time. I'll just leave that to the side. Terry Bradshaw, yes or no?
Yes.
No for me. Len Dawson.
With yes. The Chiefs, yes.
Again, before my time, yes or no? I'm a no. John Elway, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Brett Favre, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
That's crazy.
I'm a small hall guy.
I know.
I want the elite of the elite. Brett Favre won one Super Bowl, and how many games did he just absolutely leak away playing like a jackass?
Three straight MVPs.
Your Hall of Fames are like how you lead your life. You want a room with no one else in it.
Dan Fouts.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
No. Bob Greasy.
No.
No.
No. Sonny Jurgensen and Otto Graham. This is for someone else.
No idea.
Jim Kelly.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I'm a yes.
He might be a yes for me.
No.
Bobby Lane, I'm going to leave to the side. Dan Marino?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I can't stand him, but.
Same.
Joe Montana?
No, obviously.
No, Warren Moon?
No.
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 I put him in the same category as Fouts.
Joe Namath?
I'm a no.
I'm a no, too.
No.
But he's in, right?
He's in. I'm giving you, these are all Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Oh, okay. All right.
All these guys are in. Ken Stabler?
I'm a no.
Yes.
No. Bart Starr?
Yes.
Yes.
Before my time, but yeah, sure.
Yeah. Roger Staubach?
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm a yes, and this is the only guy that you would say, Felger, you're not being consistent. I just thought he was the ultimate winner. I loved him.
Clutch.
Fran Tarkenton?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Wyatt Tittle, Johnny Unitas, Norm Van Brocklin. No, no, no. Kurt Warner.
No.
So I'm a yes.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
No, no, no. Steve Young.
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
No. So, like, I only said yes to, like, four or five guys. So that's just, I mean, my guys are, we all agree in the first second, it's not even debated. If you have to debate, you're not a Hall of Famer. Like, that's sort of how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's the metric I use.
That's how I feel about all these things. The numbers up in the rafters, retired jerseys, Hall of Fames. If there's any debate, you're not. Like, it's got to be, that's why I think that threshold in the Baseball Hall of Fame should be 90%, not 75%.
I like that.
You know, and this is sort of like, so, but because it's just a slippery slope. If you let in Steve Young, then you have to let in Brett Favre, and then you have to let in Dan Fouts. And then the next thing you know, Kurt Warner's in there. It's like, well, no, this, no, 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 no.
Kurt Warner to me definitely isn't. As soon as he went outdoors, he got exposed. What a fraud.
We've got, I can't believe, it's agenda free, so you said it, but you get 20 seconds for this at most. Pete and Milton on the Australian Open. Go ahead, Pete.
You guys are sports radio, so I feel like you guys are somewhat obligated to cover some of this. Last night, a 15-year-old American beat the number one player and former champion, Coco Gauff. Look her up. Watch her this weekend. And Big Jim, if anyone out of you three, please watch tonight. Daniel Medvedev, he flips off the crowd. He's one of the best players in the world. He goes nuts. You guys have to watch this stuff. Nick Kyrgios also tonight. He's an Australian tennis player, one of the best in the world.
Time's up. Medvedev flips off the crowd?
I'll watch the clip of
him
on Twitter tomorrow morning.
Show me the clip of him giving him the finger.
I spend my Friday night doing that. Give me a grand.
That would be the extent of my Australian Open viewing. Murray, give us an update, why don't you, friend?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Jimmy, just wondering, because it is different going through the process as a starter and a backup, will you reach out to Tom or anyone from the Patriots just to get advice how to handle what you're about to encounter in the next week and a half?
I might. It's not a bad idea. I mean, it's just the more information that you could get about it, and having been through it, it's a little different as a starter than backup, so any information I could get would be great.
Speaking of what you learned from Tom Brady, just being a part of those Super Bowls, like against the Seattle Seahawks, just what can you speak about his demeanor when he led that game-winning drive in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, just, I mean, I said it before, he treats it like every other game, and just you could see it and how he is, you know, his body mannerisms, everything. It's just how he prepares for it makes him confident on Sunday, and so I'm trying to do the same thing, be ready to go, and we'll see what happens.
More Garoppolo there for you, Murray.
That's great. Yeah, great. Love hearing from the knockoff version. I'll see how it goes for me. Yeah, good luck with that.
Let me ask you. If he plays well and they win,
yeah,
you have to say you were wrong, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
What if he plays well and they lose?
Well, I'll be all over him. He'll have cost him somehow.
Even if it wasn't him?
Oh, yeah.
No, but if he...
His mere presence just brings loser into the whole franchise.
But if he plays well and wins...
Yeah, I'll be ready for the Blenami. I'll wear a raincoat that Monday.
But you'll say you were wrong and he's good.
Yeah, I'll say he's good.
You'll say you were wrong.
Yeah, congratulations. He won a Super Bowl and he was great in the Super Bowl. Yep, I'll say that. I'll be more than happy to say that.
Will you say you were wrong?
Yeah, I'll say I was wrong, Mike.
No, I'm just curious, like how you're going to handle it. I'm honestly curious.
I will come in here and I will take my beating like a man.
Well, see, but I'm not like you. I'm not going to give you a Blenami.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not.
You're right.
I'm not a blow guy. You wouldn't know it, but I don't do much blowing. I don't.
That's true, I guess.
I don't. I don't come in the next day and say, oh, you guys were all wrong. I not really. I mean.
What did you say earlier? I don't care how they see it. I know how I see it, and I'll make them see it that way. Like,
yes,
you are a blog. You're a blog guy.
I'm not a blog guy.
You're a sneaky blog guy.
I'm not a blog guy. I'm a blog guy if.
No, but you do celebrate being right.
Well, no. I'm a blog guy here. Like, if. The Kyrie Irving. Right. So if people won't acknowledge something that's obvious and that's in the past, then I guess I have to. You know, the Kyrie Irving trade was a bad trade. You lost the trade. You gave up a lottery pick for a flaming putz. And so it's a bad trade. And now if you're not going to acknowledge it, then I guess I do have to blow you.
A lottery pick that's done nothing, by the way.
But I'm not. But I mean, all the Kyrie bashing we do, I mean, let's not leave out the fact you gave up a lottery pick for that.
That's done nothing.
It's a mistake. It was a mistake. So I'll blow you on that. But like, you thought he'd play well. I thought he wouldn't. He doesn't. I come back the next day. How do you like it now? I don't really do that. I don't do that. Because I'm above that.
Yeah.
The fact that you said that with a straight face is amazing.
No, he couldn't even keep a straight face.
Even close to
no,
a straight
if,
he, face.
If Garoppolo plays well and the Niners win the Super Bowl, I will come in here and say, yes, I was wrong. And you everything will, I said about Garoppolo.
You will tip your cap. Yes. Okay, we have on the NBC Sports Boston, we're drafting
paperwork. Oh, the letter of legitness. Yes.
The letter of legitness. What did you have?
The
Declaration of Doneness. Yes. This is the letter of legitness. And we'll have to get your signature. And that's just, we'll let the results on the field dictate what's right and what's wrong. Like, that's all I ask. That's all I ask.
No, I will.
That thing looks way more professionally done than the Writers Association ballot.
Yeah.
For crying out loud. It's not even close. Hall of Fame ballot doesn't look that good.
All right, wrap it up with your phone calls
here. Think of it, though, just quickly, and I'm sorry. I know you hate it when I cut you off.
No, that's okay.
I don't really blur people either.
We're not big blur guys. We're not. We just sort of let the facts speak for themselves.
I don't believe that for a second.
I mean, other than Nathan Eovaldi, I blurred you on that one pretty good.
Yeah.
Idiots, I can't believe you thought that was a good contract. That guy sucks.
It's just too easy. Everyone's right. Everyone's wrong. It happens. Again, wrapping up with your wonderful phone calls. Paul in New Hampshire. Go, Paul.
Hey, congratulations, guys, on your marriage with DraftKings. Awesome.
No, thank you.
Great
thank
job.
You.
Yeah, I think you. It's one of the best things that's happened in New Hampshire. And I think it's going to end up in Mass.
You better believe
but,
it.
You guys spit out a lot of things today, and to talk about everyone would take too long. I'm going to go with the Brady. I think that Brady, if he wants to stay, should stay, because he didn't want to stay this year. He didn't play this year. He was not a competitor. He was complaining about his people that he didn't have.
So what you're, Paul, let me just correct you, because your comment line says he should leave if he wants. So that's what you're trying to building towards, that he wasn't enjoying himself here, doesn't feel like he was fully invested, fully liked coming to work, didn't feel like he felt the joy for the game. And so if that's the way it's going to be, why are you coming back?
Well, exactly.
And I would agree with that.
So look, we've looked at this from the standpoint of the Patriots side, right? That we want the Patriots to turn the page. I know I do. And say, okay, just start with the rebuild. I mean, and rebuild's too strong a word. The transition. Let's get along with that, because it's taking a little too long. But I would also say Brady would benefit from it. I think it would serve Brady to be in a new environment where he doesn't look at the coach
exactly
and say, you know, you bust my balls over everything, just a totally clean slate.
I think he'd be completely re-energized. And you know me, I've been F the future, and it's all in for Brady. But after the way that this season played out and his just outward misery that he showed, even in wins, as early as, what was it, week three in Buffalo? I don't want any more of that. Then go somewhere else, and let's see how this whole thing plays out.
He's burned out here.
Paul in Bridgewater on Steve Young. He would not be in my Hall of Fame, Paul.
So, yeah, I just had to call in and just make sure I heard what it felt. Did you say that you wouldn't put Steve Young in the Hall of Fame?
That is correct.
How is that even a possible? He's a three-time Super Bowl champion, which he was the MVP of one.
Whoa!
He was one of the first prolific rushing quarterbacks ever.
He's a three-time champion, Paul. He's a three-time. Was he a quarterback?
Three Super Bowls? Yes or no? Does he have three Super Bowls? Yes or no?
Okay, so then Garoppolo's a two-time Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
I don't think we want to go there.
What's wrong with that?
No, a small hall. I have no one in there. I told you. It is the size of a phone booth where there's no doubt. Steve Young was a very good player. Was he an all-time great? Nope, he wasn't. He wasn't even the best quarterback of his era.
Wasn't he the all-time leader in passer rating, though, there for a little while?
I think he was. I mean, who was the best quarterback of his era?
Montana.
Or Favre.
Favre.
And Favre's not even in mind. Favre's out, too.
That's
out.
Crazy.
You only win one? Out, unless you're like Marino, which I have to grudgingly let him in because he was so prolific and so good in my eyes. I mean, obviously. See, Dan Marino is the best pure passer in the history of the game. Pure passer. He was also a giant putz, and there's a reason he didn't win and all those things, but I couldn't keep him out for that. But Steve Young ain't the only one I'd leave out. I'd leave out 70% of the names on that list of quarterbacks who are in. Alan in Florida on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, first of all, who cares about the Football Hall of Fame anyway? Larry Walker belongs in there. I want to tell you, you know, I give Maz a hard time sometimes. I got to tell you, the other day, Maz, you stood your ground, and you, Mike, you like to admit when you were right. I have never in my life heard you so wrong the other day talking about Nomar Garciaparra. For 6 years, he was as good as it gets. Who cared if he swung in the ground or he didn't walk? He hit. I mean, he broke down. Yeah.
I never liked him.
You never liked him. But, I mean, that's ridiculous. Anyway, I want to get on to it. I just couldn't help that. Maz really stuck up for him, and he knew what he was talking about. But anyway, I want to talk about quickly, because you cut me off, but I want to talk about Cora. I've heard the other day some of the most absurd things from a guy like Lou Maloney, and they're gonna hire somebody interim and then bring him back next year because he didn't do anything wrong. He was the whole cause of the whole damn thing. What is wrong with these people, Tomasi and Loomer? They would want to suspend him for a year, then bring him back next year to manage. So, I've never heard of anything so ridiculous.
Alan, even though you're insulting me, I'm going to work with you here.
It's a cold day in hell when Alan agrees with me. I'll tell you that.
No, it's not just Lou or it's Roach. It's to my, like there's a rumbling there that the Red Sox did nothing wrong. If they were falsely accusing that athletic story, they're going to get nothing from the investigation to the point where there's even a path for Alex Cora to return in 2021. They're just going to go an interim guy this year. Like, that's a building narrative there.
Yeah, it's a building crock.
The whole idea, like the part I don't get is, well, if there's a path for him to return, then why did they fire him?
And thus makes it a mistake to fire him.
So, again, unless...
Just suspend him.
Sorry, Sam.
Unless this was all a way to appease Major League Baseball, again, and there was a deal cut, and MLB said the managers have to go. A.J. Hinch has to go.
That's not accurate.
Cora's got to go. Beltran's got to go. And then they're all out for the year, and then afterwards you can do what you want.
I mean, I feel like that's... obviously what happened.
We would ask fans to reserve judgment.
But I mean, in terms of the firing, like MLB made them fire the guys. But I would look at the Red Sox and the Red Sox didn't fight enough for their manager.
They're going to do their best to make it look like they come out of this thing squeaky clean.
And we ask our fans to reserve judgment.
Yeah.
Listen, the whole thing's a crap show. Okay, baseball's been oblivious.
Oblivious?
Right. No, not oblivious. You know, the
rhymes with
when you ignore something, you know, they've just
obtuse.
They've just completely ignored everything. They've stuck their head in the ground with everything that's gone on in the game in the last like 5 years.
Ignored it.
Totally.
It's a $25,000 pyramid with Maz.
Yeah. The word I'm looking for is urgency. Seriously.
I mean, I know how Lou feels and some of these guys, and they know much more than I do. And they're tapped in. I'm not like saying they're wrong or anything. I'm just saying from 10,000 feet, you have what was confirmed happening in Houston. Okay. Then he comes here and they hit the cover off the ball. And I'm to believe that they did nothing?
No. We would ask that everyone reserve judgment.
I mean, how is that possible?
No, coincidence.
I mean, I don't like that. I mean, it's just.
Isn't it interesting, though, that at the press conference, they were asked if Cora is ever going to manage again? And there was a 6-second pause.
Oh, there sure was.
And Sam Kennedy's like, oh, I'll take that one, and didn't actually answer the question.
Sure was.
It's a good point.
They're going to go interim and bring him back.
I promise you that they paid him his contract, or they're still paying his contract, and he's going to be back managing next year.
Or something, and they just fired him because baseball told him to.
You have to vacate the 2018 championship.
And so this is a fake firing.
100% fake.
You know what? I'll tell
that's
you
a
what.
Fake title.
You guys are starting to convince me on this.
I'm telling you, it's like the fix is in, dude.
In which case, it will be Renicky or Veritek.
Yep.
And that'll be a dead giveaway,
yep.
Right?
To which, and my point, we discussed
that's
this
not accurate.
Last night on TV. I said, well, what if they win the World Series? And what if they have a really good year and they like Renicky and like then what?
I'll take that one. given the.
But, I mean, that's a classy problem to have, but I'm telling you, watch out for it.
We would ask that everyone reserve judgment.
We ask our fans to reserve judgment.
We would ask fans reserve judgment.
I'm going to protect Bill Cosby.
This thing is...
Again, we can't comment on this.
What a bag job. The whole thing is a complete backroom bag job.
Here comes the final word right after this.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go Red Sox! Let's go Red Sox! Let's go Red Sox!
Go Red Sox!
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire, the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody. Nope.
All right, as we prepare to head down to Radio Row in Miami next week ahead of Super Bowl 54, let's relive some of the past couple of years on the road with the Fuppets.
The Fuppets!
Yes.
Is NBC Sports Boston playing along, I hope?
I believe so. That's
really the whole point of it.
Well, we hope. We'll start with the trip
to... on the radio, though.
Okay.
We'll start with the trip to that frigid hellhole that was Minneapolis.
Maz, how you feeling with the Minnesota Super Bowl so far?
No, I love it so far. It's been awesome, really. Like, maybe my favorite one. I'm sitting in the freaking Mall of America to do Super Bowl hype. The Mall of America, what, Natick wasn't available? Or Burlington? Chestnut Hill? We could have gone to Liberty Tree in Danvers? I had to come to freaking Minneapolis to do Super Bowl week at the mall. Pizza! That's just great. I love it. Awesome! What a great idea. When we're done, you want to go to Nordstrom or do you want to go to Macy's? Which one? Tell me, which one? I think it's awesome. This is so much fun! Love it!
I'm reserving judgment. Everyone's been real nice so far. So.
Oh my god, I think it's brutal. Bloomington, Minnesota? The mall? Is where we're gonna get Super Bowl hype?
It's just, you know, and even outside
of- Bloomington at the Mall of America! Go!
That really, I've blocked that week out of my mind.
It's tough.
Oh. Remember, we had a snowstorm at the end of it too, trying to get a car that night?
Oh, I remember it well.
Oh god, that was Hades. That was absolute freaking death. Seriously, that was Walk of the Living Dead that night.
Speaking of which, the Wednesday of that week is usually Walk of the Living Dead for yours truly. Third annual, If Murray Hands It To You, Don't Take It, Tuesday night, Super Tuesday, Super Bowl Spectacular with Felger and Maz coming your way to South Beach.
Super Tuesday in Miami Beach.
It's coming.
Seriously, there's like, with you involved, there's likely to be like someone's going to sexually assault you.
I don't know about that, if I'm lucky. Well, but either way, yeah.
Yeah, well, let's relive those antics last year in Atlanta. Real quick, Jim in Manchester, what do you got for me, Jim?
Hey, how much did you drink last night?
If you saw how much I drank, you would be... What makes my condition day so embarrassing is how little I drank. That's the story.
I would agree.
It's not that
lightweight.
Not the way I feel today, which is clownish. My hangover is almost clownish in its intensity. I feel like absolute ass.
You look worse.
If you saw what I drank, just a couple Miller Lights.
You can't mix, especially past age 35. You can't go beers. Now I'm going to have brown liquor.
I'm going to have brown liquor, brown liquor.
One brew.
I'm going to have brown liquor, brown liquor.
One sky.
Now I'll go back to beers. One beer. And then all of a sudden, you're a complete disaster.
You jackass. You're going to pound beers all night and then switch to liquor and think you're going to survive it?
We're playing a little hurt.
Yeah, so Tuesday night, going to be a big one.
You guys did. He started drinking the brown liquor. That was a big mistake.
So we'll stay with the...
Not for me. I can handle it.
Clear liquor this year.
Well, you're a degenerate.
Right? Yeah, right. What does that mean? Good. Good doctor over there.
Yeah. Seriously. He's got like a freaking sponge for his stomach. It just keeps absorbing stuff.
All right. Jones, what do you got coming up?
Well, we're going to start with a prominent national writer. Charles Robinson at Yahoo Sports seems to think that Tom Brady is going to see it through to free agency, and he's probably not looking back. And he compares it to, and it's not a perfect analogy because Manning was released by the Denver Broncos, but he compares it to Manning in that free agency sweepstakes. He thinks there's a market for Brady.
He was released by the Indianapolis Colts, you mean to say.
What did I say, the Broncos?
Yes,
Excuse me, the Colts is who he was released by. So he makes that comparison. I think there's a lot of interesting info in that story. We're going to begin with that.
Okay. I wish I knew about it. We'll have to save it for Monday in Miami.
I know. Yeah, here we go.
Okay, everybody. We'll talk to you from Radio Row. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you down there, Mess.
I'm going to wear shorts Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.